I'm Crystal Kawula, lead coordinator for MVP Day's Community Roadshow, and I'm here today with Dave Kawula, MVP, technical evangelist, and accomplished author. Today, we are 53 days away from...
53 days? That's a lot of planning work that we have to do.
Oh, I've already done most of it. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. I'm just along for the ride.
Sorry. 53 days away from MVP Days, the first show in Vancouver, September 21st. Then Calgary, September 23rd. And Edmonton, September 25th.
Awesome. So what kind of venues are we going to be at this year? I know that we had some great feedback last year from our venues that we had. Are we going to be going back to some of the same spots again, Crystal?
We actually are. We are going back to we're only going to the three cities. Last year we were able to do four. This year we're only able to do three. But we will be going to the same venues as last year. So the Marriott Pinnacle downtown Vancouver. The Marriott Courtyard Airport in Calgary.
Yeah.
And the Marriott River Cree. Notice a trend. Yes, we get great service, so we stay.
The food last year was amazing.
In the decision making, I'm not gonna lie. I got lots of great feedback on the food, and I honestly did not have to do a whole ton except for go, I want this, 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 and this. And they took care of the rest. So
speaking of feedback.
Feedback.
I think that the food that we had in Vancouver was probably the best.
What, conference gave you sushi?
No offense. No offense to Calgary and Edmonton. You guys didn't have a sushi bar. So last year we had a sushi bar. I can't say that we're going to have a sushi bar again this year.
No promises. I don't even know if they offer it anymore.
Hopefully Crystal can take and come up with something. And she can, work some magic for us to come up with some amazing food again. Because that was awesome.
Thanks. I worked really hard cooking all that food. we've established the dates and where, but I'd like to go over quickly what exactly MVP Days Community Roadshow is.
What is MVP Days Community Roadshow, Crystal?
So it started out, first actually I'm going to get Dave to explain quickly what an MVP is. Because maybe you don't know what a Microsoft MVP is and what it actually means to achieve that accomplishment.
So there's approximately 4,000 Microsoft MVPs in the world today. And what it is it's a community recognition award. It's not something you can go write an exam for. It's not something that you can just go take and buy. It's something that is actually given to you by the community based on your work that you're doing in the community by either blogging, public speaking, or just in general being involved with community associations such as MVP Days.
Is it based on your certifications that you have? Or like, do you have to have a certain number of certifications to qualify to be an MVP? Or is it more so what you're doing out in the community?
No, absolutely not. So this award as an MVP is more a recognition for things that you would probably be doing anyways. So if you're out there speaking at user groups, if you're taking and running conferences, if you're doing these kind of things, eventually the community will notice. So you go through a formal nomination process. Through that nomination process, our MVP lead that we have in Canada, by the way, is the best MVP lead in the world. Thank you, Sim. Hopefully he'll actually be able to join us again this year. He was so gracious to come out and visit us last year. And so you go through this formal nomination process. That nomination gets vetted. They just make sure that they're going to qualify all of the activities that you're doing. There is kind of a loose minimum standard that you have to meet. And what ends up happening is we just want to make sure that those that are involved in the program are really committed to the activities that they're kind of signing up for.
But it's not just speaking in the community. It's truly having that technical expertise as well.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah,
that helps.
So
I'm pretty sure that's mandatory.
So each of the MVPs that are grant, or each of the MVP individuals typically have some area of subject matter expertise, and then they normally have a secondary or a tertiary type expertise.
Okay.
And so this is really important because this is normally what we have for prime topics that we will speak on. So, for example, if you're a deployment MVP, probably a lot of your sessions will be something around deployments and stuff like that. If you're a virtualization MVP like myself, a lot of sessions on data center, Hyper-V, virtualization, integration with VMware, stuff like that. So
now you don't only speak towards and blog towards and present on your specialty. You are able to, a lot of you guys present on multiple specialties as well.
No, absolutely. So you're able to speak on anything. There's no restrictions as to what you can or cannot speak on. Typically, you just get asked to speak on more stuff that is within your specialty realm. And then typically what happens with the new MVPs as they're inducted. So we've got one of our colleagues, Mr. Emil Cabot. So
who will be presenting at MVP Days this year.
So he's a new MVP. Mm-hmm. He actually just got his MVP July 1st of this year. So he's what's known as a System Center Cloud and Data Center MVP. So he would, that specialty recognizes anything that is inside the data center and kind of touches the System Center suite of products. So with Emil's designation with that, he's going to start getting invited to speak at conferences around that specialty and designation. And then you kind of have to build up your own reputation and your rapport. So for example, one of the most popular MVPs that we have in Canada today is Sean Kearney at Energize.
Also presenting at MVP.
At Energize Tech. And wait, hold on.
Are you putting... It will be right here.
Yeah, it'll be right here, right in this spot. But we have a really special surprise for Sean when he watches this video. We've actually captured something. So just hold on one sec. And as you can see, we now have Sean's pet. So this is called PowerShell Polly. So PowerShell Polly will sometimes make an appearance. No guarantees that PowerShell Polly will make an appearance, and I'm being very delicate to hold PowerShell Polly right now because she's been known to bite, so I really don't want to get bit and have to go for a tetanus shot.
I've heard rumors she'll be at MVP Days as well. I really hope you're able to edit that properly.
All right. PowerShell Polly, you're going to go away now. There we go. All right. There's no edits. There's just one take.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So what is MVP Days? What it is, it was a bit of a brainchild that Dave and I came up with, where we wanted to give Canadian MVPs a chance to present a little bit more across Canada. There are plenty of speaking opportunities for the MVPs.
Well, not as many as we used to have.
But not as many as there once was. And there's not a lot of opportunity for the IT community as a whole to get in front of these MVPs. They are able to speak at user groups and localized meetings a lot, but trying to get them in front of a large crowd, there's just not as many opportunities as there needs to be to really absorb the knowledge that they have and to get in front of them and have that one-on-one interaction, have those presentations on what is really going on out in the industry right now, that real world experience, and share that with all the individuals in the IT community. MVP Days has everything from your beginner in IT to the decision makers to IT managers to
directors, architects. We've got people that are coming through that, you know, like you said, you'd consider experts in their field. So we're looking for some expert level content and tracks like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got general IT pros, and then we've got some up and coming topics. You know, yes. You can never get enough cloud these days. So that's actually a really good lead into to some of the tracks that we're going to be having at MVP Days 2015. So for the first time ever. And I say that loosely because we've only ever had one other MVP Day. So to change things, everything is normally a first time ever for what we do. For the first time ever, we're going to be having an extremely deep dive track. So for those of you that are looking to get into that level 400 content, now if you don't know what the different levels of content are, level 100 is considered very basic entry level beginner content. Level 500 would be considered like a debugging, very deep, as deep as you can go. So we're looking at about a level 400 type track with our black belt track. And so we're going to be having sessions that focus on extremely deep technical content, demo heavy, and this is the stuff that you're just going to, you'll have your whole head filled up with some amazing information. So I know that I've got one session that's going to be happening in there. I'm going to be doing a three-way presentation, and this is going to be done with Rick Byrne from Veeam Software. It's going to be done with Rod Creutzfeldt, so my manager at Microsoft, mm-hmm. as a moderator, and myself. And we're going to be doing a best of features type presentation.
A smackdown.
Well, I didn't say that. But yeah, it is a smackdown. So what we want to do is go head to head. So Rick and I are basically going to be going head to head, and people are going to get to vote. And we're probably going to have like a live Twitter stream vote or something like that that we'll have going on during the session. And we'll see who wins. The loser is going to have to do something. We haven't determined what yet, but it's going to be interesting.
Another Superman shirt like last year?
Yeah. This year I'm a little better shape to wear the Superman shirt, though.
You're just not planning on losing, though.
No, I'm not. I don't lose very often. So Rick better come with his A game.
So just to recap, the three tracks are...
Black Belt,
level 400. IT Pro, level 200. And cloud and mobility, because you can, as Dave said, never get enough cloud.
So we'll have lots of really good current content on Azure and cloud, because there's been a lot of really interesting announcements that have come. We're also going to have a couple specialty sessions. Microsoft is launching their Windows 10 operating system mm-hmm. in just a few days here. And so there's going to be lots of content available on Windows 10 because mm-hmm. there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be interested in that new technology and that new content. And we'll also be having some best of Server 2016, which is the next generation operating system that will be coming out.
Okay. And all these sessions, now we do have a live app for a mobile app for the MVP basis.
So we're back to you now after those brief technical difficulties that we encountered. We're actually running this recording out of our MVP Day studio. And our MVP Day studio is built with some very, very high-end equipment. And so we pieced this thing together. And when your digital camera that you're using to record the sessions runs out of batteries, you stop getting a video feed. We keep the audio feed, but we lose the video feed. So we're back now, and we should have at least another 10 to 15 minutes to go here before the battery runs out again. So we better get finished.
So I'll jump right into it. So this year, we actually have a mobile app that we will be using throughout the MVP Days Roadshow. And as we change the schedule or if there are any updates, if you want to check out the sessions when you register for the show, register for the online community, and you can use the mobile app, and you will get any changes as they occur, will show up any prize announcements, any room change announcements, even the menu announcements will probably show up on that app.
Now, you just raised a very good point, a very good point.
I tend to do that.
Prizes.
Oh, those.
I love going to events and having a chance to win some super cool prizes. So, am I letting the cat out of the bag here?
Hang on one sec. Before I tell what we're doing as far as a prize goes, I want to make sure everybody knows how to register for MVP Days.
How do you register for MVP Days?
Well, thanks for asking. You go to mvpdays.com.
Should be sitting right on top of my hands.
www.mvpdays.com. Be sure to check the city that you're going to attend at. Last year we had a little bit of issue. This year it's all set up. You cannot register for the wrong city as long as you click on the right link. Pick the city you want to register at. Fill in the information. You'll get your ticket. If you registered early this year, you will notice that your ticket says River Rock. It has been moved to the Marriott. You should have received an email notification. We got such a great response that unfortunately we were not able to continue hosting it at the River Rock, but the Marriott was able to accommodate us. Yeah, and just make sure you click on the right city. That's all I ask. And
now, there is a cost for registration this year. It's a nominal cost that we have.
It is minimal, but there is a cost. It's in order to try. Last year, we had quite an attrition rate. And this year, we're just trying to cut down that attrition rate a little bit. But anyone who does pay for theirs.
Where's that money going?
It's all going to charity. So you can feel good about donating, basically, your registration fee. It's just a little skin in the game so that we don't have, so my numbers are a little better for my catering. That's how I'm able to provide such awesome catering, but it's really hard if I don't have the numbers set.
So it's still probably in and around the price that you'd pay for parking in most cities in Canada today.
It's honestly more affordable than just what I get you for lunch. So it's worth it just for the lunch price.
Absolutely. But it's important to know that there is a charitable aspect to the show.
Absolutely.
So 100% of those registration proceeds are going 100% to charities. And we'll be splitting it up between charities in each of the respective cities, correct? So Vancouver will be going to Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary will be going to their respective cities.
Yes. And our charity of choice, I do believe this year, is the Children's Hospitals.
Yeah, so. In each of the respective cities. Awesome.
Okay, now you can tell what the giveaway will be.
Oh, the giveaway.
It's not even on the website yet.
The giveaway is going to be amazing. You're going to see a Surface Pro 3 or whatever the latest and greatest piece of surface technology is.
It'll be a Surface Pro 3.
Now, not only are we going to be giving
away... I'm going to try and get you a kitty riding a unicorn sticker for it. Ninja kitty.
It's a ninja cat.
Ninja kitty.
It's a ninja cat. Come on. It's a Hyper-V Ninja Cat.
The Hyper-V Ninja Cat sticker.
As you can see, it's right here. This is the Hyper-V Ninja Cat. See? Do you like the Hyper-V Ninja Cat? It's pretty cool.
All right. So I think that wraps us up.
No.
It doesn't wrap us up.
It doesn't wrap us up just yet.
Oh.
So we have another brief announcement about the device bar. So we've been working and negotiating with the Microsoft Store in each of the respective cities that we're going to be in Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton. And we're actually really hoping to negotiate a really cool device bar.
Oh, they'll be there.
So they're going to bring a bunch of the latest and greatest devices so you can actually test drive them, check them out.
Yes.
They'll be at the show.
I have been talking with the Microsoft Stores, and as it stands right now, it looks like each city will have a Microsoft bar set up so you can see the new phones, you can see the new tablets, you can see the new stuff. Basically, anything that's new and cool, it should be set up there for you to actually get your hands on.
Awesome. So this is going to wrap up our first countdown show. What can we expect in the next countdown show, Crystal? Are we going to talk maybe a little bit about some of the speakers that are coming?
Yeah, I'm going to run down some of the speakers and their specialties. I don't have notes on what I'm doing for the next one, so we'll do some stuff. We'll talk more later.
Awesome. Catch you guys later.